Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 24th. These are today's vital statistics. Adam Hipsch, 87, of Rural Richland Center, died July 22nd at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Visitation will be held today from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Memorial Mass will be held Saturday, July 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Visitation will be held at the church from 9:30 a.m. until the time of Mass, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Adam is survived by his wife Louise, his five children, Kathy Cooper, Rick and Lynn Hipsch, Dan and Erica Hipsch, Mick and Carly Hipsch, and Bill and Riley Hipsch, his brother Jim and Joyce Hipsch, 12 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Adam Hipsch, 87, of Rural Richland Center. Wanda J. Mather, 89, of Blue River, died Saturday, July 18th at Pine Valley Community Village. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 27th at St. Philip's Catholic Church in Rolling Ground. Visitation will be held from 9 a.m. until the time of service. A reception will follow at the church. Burial will be in the St. Philip's Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wanda is survived by her children, Linda and Mike Pickell, Loretta and Reg Granger, Mike and Mary Mather, Tom and Lauren Nastakowski Mather, John and Karen Mather, and Joe and January Barr Mather. 15 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren. Wanda J. Mather, 89, of Blue River. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93, of Spring Green, died Saturday, July 11th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at the Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green Tuesday, July 28th at 11 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. Visitation will be held Monday, July 27th at Christ Lutheran Church from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and again Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Christ Lutheran Church. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dolores is survived by her children, Kathy and Tom Dorscheid, Howard and Michelle Orcutt, and John and Sandy Orcutt. 10 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many more relatives and friends. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93, of Spring Green. Dennis R. Denny Highland, 73, of Blue River, died Monday, July 20th. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, July 30th, at Ryan Funeral Home in Verona from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Parkinson's Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Denny is survived by his three children, Sean, Shannon, and Ryan, his brother Dick and Janet Highland, and his sister Patty Thunstrom. 6 grandchildren, many nieces and nephews. Dennis R. Denny Highland, 73, of Blue River. Pastor Gerald E. Augustine, 90, formerly of Richland Center, died July 16th at N.C. Little Memorial Hospice in Edina, Minnesota, after a long journey with heart failure. A memorial service will be held Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at Oak Knoll Lutheran Church in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. Interment will take place at a later date in the Memorial Garden at Lutheran Church of the Cross in Nisswa, Minnesota. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to N.C. Little Memorial Hospice in Edina, Minnesota, or to the Memorial Garden at Lutheran Church of the Cross in Nisswa, Minnesota. Gerald is lovingly remembered by his wife, Emily, his son, Kevin and Catherine Augustine, and his daughter, Margaret and David Schmidtke, sister, Phyllis Leonard, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Gerald E. Augustine, 90, formerly of Richland Center. Roxanne K. Clary, 60, of Bloomer, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday, July 20th at Meadowbrook in Bloomer. Upon her request, no funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Roxanne K. Clary, 60, of Bloomer, formerly of Richland Center.